If you're not getting 3 to 5 transactions every single month from social media, you're just missing something. You're doing something wrong and you need a playbook. It's almost like you need a cheat code. So I'm introducing my new online course called Cheat Code Social. And right now I'm doing the pre-launch. For those that want to get in early at a significantly discounted price, you can do that right now at cheatcodesocial.com. That has all the details about what's included. This is every single thing that you need to start from scratch all the way to AI automation that teaches you what to do and how to do it to get business from social media, not just to get more views, but to get actual business. You need Cheat Code Social. Go to cheatcodesocial.com to check out the pre-launch. This week, the very last episode of 2020, we're talking about the 5 major trends that realtors must look for in 2021. These are not what you think, but you need to be paying attention to these. These trends are happening now. They're going to happen in a very big way coming this year. And if you can get ahead of some of these, you can have an amazing and prosperous 2021, one that changes your career and changes your life forever. Get ready.
The Massive Agent Podcast. With lead generation tips and strategies to get you more leads and sell more homes.
I love to buy houses. I like to sell houses.
It takes brass balls to sell real estate.
Wait a minute.
The leads are weak. You're weak.
I've had better.
Oh, have I got your attention now?
Here's your host, Dustin Brome.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to episode 158 of the Massive Agent Podcast, the very last episode of this ridiculously crazy year, 2020. And so this is coming out on New Year's Eve. Merry Christmas, happy holidays, happy Hanukkah, happy Kwanzaa, happy New Year. Hope you guys have had an amazing last couple of weeks with friends and family and loved ones. And honestly, I hope that you're ending the year looking back at 2020, which has been insane. But I hope you look at it as insane in a positive way. Okay, there's all sorts of negative shit that's happened this year to all of us, to myself, to my family, you know, crazy stuff. But I still believe, in spite of all that, 2020 was one of the best years of my life in many ways. And I've talked about that last week, you know, with my health and fitness and everything, and the new leaf that I've turned over and this new lifestyle that I've been able to create. My wife and I, really, we've been able to do this as partners. And, you know, we've created this lifestyle of health and nutrition and fitness, and it's changed everything. But also financially, the opportunities that I've been able to see and take advantage of and double down on this year, it's just been an incredible year in spite of the obvious negatives, this stupid freaking pandemic, and, you know, health issues with the family, health issues with myself, and just the stress of everything. But, you know, I'm a glass half full kind of guy. I'm an optimist. I'm somebody that, you know, understands and accepts that, you know, bad shit, negative shit will happen, but how do you respond to it? You know, how do you, and I've learned this year the importance of that, and I've learned resilience. And I know a lot of you have too. 2021 is going to be an amazing year. Now, I don't mean that it's just going to all of a sudden change and, you know, 2020 is over, so all the bad stuff's gone. Honestly, guys, I think 2021 is going to be even crazier than 2020. This pandemic is not over. I mean, it depends on who you talk to and how you look at it, to be honest with you. But the media is sure milking it for all it's worth, and they want to make sure that you're pretty, you know, scared. They want to make sure that you're still fearful. And you know, as soon as it seems like people aren't as fearful anymore, and they're, you know, living their lives and adapting, they come out and, you know, they've got some more bad news. Like, oh, it's anyways, so that's going to continue to happen. This shit with the election and the government and oppression and, you know, government overreach and all this stuff, it's not over. It's not ending. You know, there's only like 3.5 people even standing up against it. So, you know, that's not over yet. It's going to be a crazy year. I think 2021 will be so much crazier. But when crazy shit happens, when there's a lot of uncertainty, there is so much gold just laying around. You just have to look for it. You have to be open-minded enough to look for it. So, and I'm going to help you look forward to a few things, to 5 specific trends that I think are going to be huge in 2021. And if you guys can wrap your heads around them now and get ahead of them now, these can help you really crush it in 2021 financially, spiritually, physically, mentally, all of the above. this is, you know, these five trends, these are mostly business related. These are mostly real estate related and business related and financial. So that's what this episode is focused on. Welcome to the show, guys. If you are brand new to the Massive Agent Podcast, my name is Dustin Brome, your host. I'm a real estate agent in Salt Lake City, Utah. I've been an agent for 10 years. I'm the co-founder of the Industry Syndicate Real Estate's Podcast Network. This show is a proud founding member podcast of the Industry Syndicate. And I'm the founder of the Massive Agent Society lead generation training and coaching program, as well as the Massive Agent Daily social media app that tells agents every single day what to post on social media and makes it super easy with a notification in the app every morning. So go check those out, MassiveAgentSociety.com and MassiveAgentDaily.com. And all right, I want to get right into it, guys. So 2021, like I said, I really hope that you're not one of these people that is like, oh, 2020 is over. Like, it's all going to be great. It's problem solved. Like, this was a shitty year and now it's just going to like go back to being amazing. Well, trends are important to watch. Okay. Certain trends don't just reverse themselves magically. Like, a force has to change the trend, right? Momentum, inertia, you know, objects in motion will stay in motion until they're stopped or whatever the hell. But same thing with trends. So like, look at all the trends happening in society right now with, you know, lockdowns and shutdowns and government overreach and all this bullshit that just makes blood shoot out of my eyes. But that isn't just going to solve itself. Like, have you ever seen a government that just takes rights away and then decides to give them back? Does that ever happen? Like, when we freely give up rights, do they just give them back to us later? No. Like, okay, 9/11 was how long ago? And they're still scanning us at the airports, still patting us down, giving us a nice little rub down at the airport. They didn't give that back, you know, and countless other. Anyhow, I know I'm opining a little bit here, but I think it's important to understand that I think if you have a pessimistic attitude, or if you are buying into all this fear that's being generated and fomented on social media and in the news, the quote unquote news, you're in for a worse year. And so please understand, you know, what's going on. The media's job is to sell ads, and they do that through fear. They do that through freaking people out. I keep hitting my goddamn pop filter on my mic. What else is new? And the media's job is to make a problem everybody's problem. You know, they're like, hey, here's a problem. Let us tell you how big it is. And by the way, it's all of your problems. Whether it really is or not, that's the media's job. So first off, guys, like, unplug from the freaking media, please. And or at a minimum, you've got to question every single thing that comes across your newsfeed or your screen. Every headline, you got to question everything about it and all of that. So that's, if you do, you can think more clearly and not be operating in fear the way so many of us did this year. And I did for a couple months this year, for sure, like, because this pandemic came out of nowhere and it happened fast and it was so new, we didn't know how to adapt to it. Well, it's now almost been a year and we've had a lot of time to adapt and wrap our heads around shit and zoom out and look at the big picture and kind of understand, like, this is kind of being taken advantage of. Like, I'm not saying it's not real. It's obviously very real, but there are certain agendas being pushed when, you know, you never let a good crisis go to waste. That's the way the government works. You never let a good crisis go to waste. So be skeptical when you hear shit on both sides. Be skeptical about everything. So think more clearly. Do not go into 2021 operating in fear, please. You guys can create your own life. You decide how to react to the information that's in front of you. You decide how to react to situations. And hopefully you react in a way that is empowering for you and your family and your career. Guys, let's talk about these five trends. First, trend number one, the housing market is absolutely on fire and will continue to be so through 2021. I cannot find any legitimate housing expert or economics expert or, you know, talking head anywhere saying that, you know, housing's in trouble for 2021. I can't find anybody that thinks that housing will suffer this year. So I think the current trend of housing being on fire and the crazy demand from buyers will continue. And super freaking low interest rates will continue to fuel that. If interest rates all of a sudden jump through the roof, like dramatically, then it's a different conversation. But I don't see anything changing. I see the interest rates staying super, super low. I see the dollar weakening. I see, and let's talk about this too. Like, housing prices will continue to go up and up and up. Inflation is happening in a very, very big way. Right now, the news wants, they wanted everyone to focus on this goddamn $1 trillion stimulus bill, right? 5,500 pages of bullshit. And then they're like, oh, we'll give you $600, Americans. And then, you know, and then the president's like, no, how about 2,000? And then they bitched about that. And, you know, bickering back and forth. They're like, all right, we'll give everyone $2,000. And some people are like, awesome. Like, first off, I don't want it. Others are like, thanks. Like, that's not enough. Others are like, cool. It's a crazy thing, right? But they packed so much bullshit into it. Here's the problem. Okay. When the government just keeps printing trillions of dollars, okay, you may think it's a good thing that everyone's getting $2,000. Maybe it is in the short term, right? But understand that when the government just keeps spending money and giving money away and printing money over and over, that causes inflation. It directly causes inflation. When there's more money in the system, asset prices and the cost of goods and the cost of living goes up. So all this money printing, it's supposed to be helping the little guy. It's actually hurting. It's actually hurting the lowest income Americans. It's actually hurting the poor because they're the ones that don't own assets. They don't have investments. They don't have hard assets that will appreciate when money is printed. Okay. There's a reason why the rich get richer and the poor get poorer, because the rich own assets. And when all this bullshit is happening, money's printing, you know, they're printing trillions of dollars. It still blows my mind that we're talking about trillions of dollars being printed. Do you remember back in 2008 or 2009 with TARP? That was like, what, $800 billion? And we all lost our minds over how much that was, how big of a bailout that was. That wasn't even a trillion. And now trillions are just being thrown around like, you know, whatever. Well, if you own real estate, awesome. If you own stocks, if you own cryptocurrency, if you own gold or silver, if you own businesses, depending on the business, as long as they're not in New York City or Los Angeles, for God's sakes, then, you know, you're probably doing pretty well. Like, there's a reason why wealthy people have said for decades, you should own real estate, you should own physical assets, you should own, you know, gold and stuff that has finite supply, like Bitcoin, for example. That stuff's all going to go through the roof as inflation happens. So that will fuel the cost of housing, that will fuel the desire to buy real estate as an investment. And that includes commercial real estate. You know, some of it got hit very hard during COVID, but I think we'll see a big rebound in a lot of the commercial space. So I say all that, first off, to give you a general understanding, like a very basic understanding of all this. Like, I don't dive into the crazy details, but I know that economists and experts from Housing Wire and the Wall Street Journal and Business Insider and Barron's and all these places, like billion-dollar hedge fund managers, they're all extremely bullish on the housing market. So I kind of believe them, because what the hell do I know, right? So don't worry about, if you have a lack mentality going into this year, that's a problem. But you also need to realize, if it continues to be a seller's market, you need to try to get your ass some listings. You need to try to get listings. Buyers are great, of course. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. But if you can prioritize generating leads for sellers, or, you know, turning past clients into sellers or whatever, do that. Okay, listings lead to more clients. Listings drives more business. And if you want buyers, get yourself some listings and you're going to have buyers knocking the door down. So there's trend number one. Housing market will continue to increase. Housing prices will continue to increase. And, you know, inflation and money printing, those are some of the reasons why. Trend number two. Okay, this is one that that over the last 48 hours, I've come to think that this is going to be freaking huge this coming year and beyond. Clubhouse. The Clubhouse app. And you may be thinking, what the hell is that? It's still in beta from my understanding, but they're rolling it out invite only. And some people can't get on. I think it's iPhone only so far, but one of my friends gave me an invite and I jumped on there, and I am absolutely obsessed with Clubhouse. Today I'm recording this episode like 3 hours later than I had on my schedule because I went down the black hole of Clubhouse. It's so addicting. What Clubhouse is, it's like a live interactive podcasting app. And so you can create rooms and people can join the rooms and they can listen and they can come up on stage and they can speak or they can just be in the audience and listen, but it's all live. There's no text, there's no DMs, there's no private messaging. It's all live interactive audio. So imagine your favorite podcast happening live and you could jump in and hear it live and possibly even contribute to it. That's Clubhouse. Just yesterday, I jumped into a room, Grant Cardone was in it, Ty Lopez was in another one, a local entrepreneur here in Utah named Dan Young, big entrepreneur, hundreds of millions of dollars in net worth, does a lot of real estate deals, starts businesses, and extremely smart guy. I heard him earlier today, actually, walking through why he thinks Bitcoin must be bought by and invested in by everybody, anyone who wants to, you know, make a great investment, and why Bitcoin specifically makes so much sense and why he's putting so much money into it and how he does it, where he buys it, how much of it, all that stuff. And talking about how he negotiates and finds real estate deals and what, you know, and all of that, like I would have paid thousands of dollars for that. But I just had to jump into a Clubhouse room and listen. And he was just freely sharing it with a few hundred people. And so another room, Grant Cardone was in and Soulja Boy, the rapper, and they were debating and kind of arguing about money. And it was just unbelievable. Like I could be there in the audience as a fly on the wall. If I wanted to, I could have raised my hand and maybe they would have called me up on stage to ask a question or contribute to the conversation. But all the reasons why I'm so bullish on podcasting, Clubhouse meets all of those and then some. It's something you have to experience to really get it. But you can just listen to different Clubhouse rooms that are happening, different conversations. You can start your own. And I jumped on stage and spoke in a few rooms and started a few conversations myself over the last couple of days and grew my followers dramatically, and including the ones on Instagram. Like I'd go talk about social media marketing or podcasting or something, and then I'd go over to my Instagram and I have a few dozen followers that just followed me because of the Clubhouse chat. Like it's an incredible growth opportunity. So I'm by no means an expert, but I believe after playing with it for quite a while, a few hours today, 4.5 hours yesterday, I believe Clubhouse is going to make a major impact for those who spend some time learning it. That's all you need to do, guys. If you get an invite from one of your friends, or you know, go get on the wait list and one of your friends hopefully can wave you in. That's how it's set up right now. They're not just letting everybody come in. But try to get into Clubhouse. And when you do, set some time aside every day and just jump in there and listen and learn. And then, you know, if there's a conversation you feel that you could add some value to, be bold enough to raise your hand. Hopefully one of the speakers will call you up on stage. And if it's a mutual friend of yours, of course they will. And then you can join the conversation and actually grow your influence. You could start Clubhouse rooms about your local area. You could do like a Salt Lake City room, or, you know, Salt Lake City sports or Boston sports or whatever. And you could run the thing and just have everyone else contribute to the conversation. It's an amazing opportunity to grow your influence, to grow your audience, to be heard in a way that just doesn't exist. I have not been this excited about a new platform since Snapchat 2016. And if you guys have been listening to this show for a while, you know that Snapchat changed my life. It changed my career. It changed everything. A lot of you wouldn't know who I am if it wasn't for what I did on Snapchat and the audience I built and what that led to. You know, I've done previous episodes about that. I have not been this excited about a new platform since Snapchat. Like it's not just a slight change of, you know, like a slight iteration of the news feed type of app like Parler is or some of the other ones. It's completely different. There's nothing else like it. And it removes the barriers between you and people you look up to and thought leaders. you know, last night I was listening to Tai Lopez, who I think is kind of ridiculous, but he's a brilliant business guy. And he bought Dress Barn. He bought Pier 1 Imports. He bought the Franklin Mint. He bought a bunch of companies that weren't e-commerce companies, and he's making them e-commerce companies. But he was walking through how he researched, how he negotiated for, what he was considering during, all of these, how he put together the Pier 1 Imports deal. He literally walked everyone through what, how he analyzed it to buy Pier 1 Imports and what their plans are for it. And knowing Tai Lopez, that would be like an $80,000 course, but it was free because I just jumped into the chat that was freely open. Just unbelievable opportunity on Clubhouse. So I believe Clubhouse is a major opportunity going into 2021, and I think it will become a trend by the end of the year for sure. Trend number three, blockchain and cryptocurrency. Blockchain, I believe, so I'm going to talk about the election for a second, all right? And I'm not politically, I'm not picking one side or the other, whatever. But if there's any one thing that this election has taught us is that we as Americans crave transparency, and we want to use the technology that we have available. The election was a joke. Was an absolute travesty. Okay. There's, regardless of who you voted for or where you come out or whatever, like there was clearly some bullshit happening. Was it enough to sway the vote? I don't know. Was it happening on both sides? I don't know. But there was absolutely shady shit happening. Well, that's what happens when you have paper ballots in 2020. We have blockchain technology. We could literally have voting on blockchain that is instant, it's transparent, and it's not possible to hack or influence or cheat on. Okay, I don't know of any serious person who believes that our current election system is okay, that it's fine. I believe that it's kept the way that it is so that it is riggable, so that they can mess with it and tamper with it. And I'm not saying on some massive major scale, but I don't even want to go there. But I think we all know that there's something not quite right with it. And why we, the most prosperous country in the world, the most free country in the world, at least I thought we were, why don't we have an election system that works, that's transparent, that's instant, that you can do from your phone? Why? Well, we have blockchain. And so I've heard a lot of people, a lot of thought leaders talking about blockchain for elections, because then it's fully transparent. There's a record of everything and it's not possible to be hacked. It's not possible. That demand and that discussion that's happening now because of the shit show that our election was, I think is only going to help blockchain. It's only going to help more people understand blockchain and what it can do. While at the same time, cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, is on a tear. It's like $28,000. The last time it went on a tear a few years ago, it was up to like, I think it hit 19,000, maybe it hit 20,000, but now it's at 28,000 and it's on a tear. And so are all a lot of the other cryptocurrencies, the altcoins, if you will. And, I have some money in cryptocurrency. I have money in Bitcoin. Most of it I just kept from the last time, and a lot of it's come back. Some of it hasn't, but that's what happens when you buy and hold. I've come out on top. It's awesome. But cryptocurrency is on fire. There's a lot of very successful, very influential, very wealthy people who are advocating for it and who are putting their money, putting their fortune into it and telling others to do the same. Well, a lot of people are about to make a lot of money in cryptocurrency, and a lot of people already have. And those people, what are they going to want to do with it? Buy real estate. They're going to want to buy homes or buy real estate investments. And so I believe the demand for blockchain and using cryptocurrency to buy and sell real estate will be higher than it's ever been. There'll be more people wanting to do it than there's ever been. And so I think this year we're going to see some serious inroads made towards adopting blockchain in the real estate transaction to make it more efficient, to make it cheaper, to make it faster, to make it safer. I think we'll see that happen because I know that there's companies out there already doing that. I think that'll happen in a major way. I read an article the other day about blockchain in mortgage. So if the mortgage can be made faster and more efficient and cheaper through blockchain, fantastic. That's going to make everything better. So I believe in 2021, all these things are going to come to a head. So If you have been ignoring blockchain and cryptocurrency because you don't understand it, take your head out of the sand. Watch a couple YouTube videos that lay it out for you visually so you understand the concepts, and stop pushing back on something that you don't understand. Cryptocurrency is happening whether you like it or not. Fortunes are being made right now, whether you like it or not, whether you understand it or not, whether you are participating or not. It's happening. I'm putting a bunch of money into cryptocurrency, and I'm, you know, so far so good. Like it's done very, very well. And I know a lot of other people that have become 100 millionaires through Bitcoin just because they started buying it in 2014, 2015. Trend number four, more uncertainty. This trend will continue. More uncertainty, more tumultuousness. Here's the opportunity for you, okay? So first off, understand that once the calendar flips over, once it's January 1st, 2021, it's not like it's all sunshine and lollipops, okay? We still have all the same problems. They're going to continue to compound because we're not solving them. We're sticking our heads in our ass as a country and as a society. But what that means is there's a lot of innovation happening because of those things, because of the challenges, because of the bullshit. People are innovating, people are inventing, so there's adopting and adapting that's happening in a major way, and that's all good, okay? But with uncertainty, there's a lot of people who are fearful. There's a lot of people who just don't know what to do. It's people who they feel stuck in their home. They're like, I don't know if this is a good time to sell because I hear conflicting information, and then I don't want to sell and then have something happen and lose my job because of the pandemic or this, that, or the other. The opportunity here, okay, this continuing trend of uncertainty, the opportunity is for you to be the lighthouse in the storm. You as the real estate agent, you're supposed to be a leader in your community. Okay, I feel that we as agents are obligated to be that. That could be on your street. You could be the leader of your four surrounding neighbors. It could be your street, your subdivision, your city, your town, your state, whatever. But you, I believe, are obligated to be a leader. And so be the lighthouse in the storm. Provide clarity. When times are uncertain, what do people crave? Certainty. They crave clarity. Okay. When things are unclear, they crave clarity. So you can provide that. Use all the tools you have available to do it. Videos on social media. A podcast is a great way to deliver in context or with deep context, deliver clarity, deliver, kind of some certainty to this crazy world. Do that for your community, for your neighborhood, for your town. All right. The opportunity is to be the lighthouse in the storm. Okay? The crazier things get, the more uncertain they become, the more value there is, for the more upside there is, the more beneficial it is to be the one who's providing clarity and who's standing up and shining a light and saying, hey, I know the way. Hey, here's reality. This is what's actually happening. Here's what you need to know. If you can do those things and use all the everything we talk about on the show for marketing and lead generation to get in front of new people, run Facebook ads with video to new people or people in your neighborhood, people in your city. Video is going to be huge, okay? Video is going to be huge. You could even use Clubhouse to talk about what's happening locally if you get a bunch of people locally on Clubhouse, which will absolutely happen. Trend number five, I believe that there's a gap in our society that will widen dramatically. It's gotten very wide, that there's a huge gap that's happened in our society this year. I think it will get much, much, much wider this next year. And I don't think this will surprise you. The gap between the doers and the complainers, okay? The opportunity is to do shit, okay? Those who are willing to actually take action and do things and implement and step out there and move forward, you're going to win in a very, very big way. And I believe doers will be rewarded in 2021 more than ever because of the widening gap between the doers and the complainers, the doers and the victims, right? There's so much craziness out there, and you may disagree with some of the things I've said today. You may disagree with some of my hot takes and some of my kind of bitching about just how the government's reacting to the whole pandemic and everything like that. You may completely disagree, and that's fine. Like, that's fine. We're adults, Hopefully you disagree, and then you can, we can see eye to eye on some other stuff. That's cool. Like, That's how adults operate, or we should. There I go hitting my mic again. But I don't think any serious person could disagree with this big gap between doers and complainers. That trend will continue. You know, the gap between the rich and the poor, that's going to continue for the reasons we talked about. And I don't necessarily think that that's I don't think that's a good or a bad thing. It just is. It's natural. Like, you know, what the hell else would happen? You know, if certain people are taking risks and doing certain things that are smart, that, you know, shouldn't they be rewarded for that? Like, should that not happen? You know, like, what are you going to do? That seems like a very natural thing to happen. And same with those that just decide, you know what, life is happening to me. This pandemic is just crushing me. I have no opportunity. There's nothing I can do. I'm sorry if you've convinced yourself of that. That sucks, but you're right. You're right, but you're not going to dictate me. You're not going to dictate my life and how I see the world. You know, I'm not going to, I believe 2021 will be the greatest year financially of my entire life. And I know a lot of you will have the same, but a lot of you won't. And it all comes down to, are you a doer or a complainer? Are you a doer or a victim? If you guys are really going to operate and do and take action at a very high level, you need to have the right tools in your hands, okay? So real estate agents, I still believe Facebook ads and lead generation in general, but the Facebook ads platform is still such a great value. It's so powerful. You can do so much. But if you're learning, if you haven't really done it before, it can be very time consuming, all right? And there's two different choices. You can jump in and learn everything you can yourself. You can hire somebody to, you know, bring you up to speed. You could take a course. You could become a Massive Agent Society member, and we'll just tell you which ads to run and then teach you along the way of how to do it so you don't need us anymore. But there's an even, you know, that's not a bad thing at all. But then there's also a way to automate the ads, okay? Knowing what ads to run is one thing, and the Massive Agent Society will absolutely help you with that. But then what if you don't want to go through all the bullshit of setting ads up? What if you want to automate the ads? Well, you should definitely check out the Whitley platform, massiveagentpodcast.com/Whitley, W-I-T-L-Y. And it, as long as you know which ads to run, the Whitley platform automates them. It sets them up for you in a very, very easy, you know, condensed version. It asks you a few things and then it handles the rest, and it automatically updates custom audiences to help you retarget and have better results over time rather than doing that all yourself. I do that all myself, and I use Whitley. I use Whitley when I'm like, hey, I just want to get this ad up and running. I know what I want to do. Here you go, Whitley, take care of it. So I highly recommend you check out Whitley, massiveagentpodcast.com/Whitley. That's W-I-T-L-Y. And there's a free trial over there if you use that, if you use our link. And then lastly, guys, social media, being seen on social media is such an undervalued tool, okay? Being seen in as many places as possible, as often as possible, is the game. If you guys can figure out how to be seen in as many places as possible, as often as possible, you will win in a very, very big way. Okay, you need to get yourself, your face, your voice, your content out in front of the community in as many places as possible, as often as you can. And social media is the way to do that. Facebook ads, of course, can help amplify that and get you seen by new people. But for those who already know you and even those who don't, you've got to be posting the right things on social media. And if you don't know what to do, if you're still struggling with knowing what to post on social, we have an app that we built called the Massive Agent Daily. It's built on the Social Coach platform, and it's an app. So literally on your smartphone, you'll get a notification every morning that says, hey, post this, and here's why. And it teaches you a little bit about why that post works. So pretty soon over time, you're going to realize you need to have a combination of engagement posts, local posts, personal posts, and some real estate. And the Massive Agent Daily app has the perfect balance of those. And we just tell you what to do every morning. It takes all the guesswork out of it. You don't need a content calendar. All you have to do is get the Massive Agent Daily and then every morning, click the notification, do your post, bing, bang, boom. You know, a month or two later, you're going to have a bunch of engagement. You're going to have a bunch of conversations that you've started through social. You're going to see the needle move dramatically in your business. And then you're going to be one of those people that other agents bitch about. They're like, hey, how do they get so many deals from social media? You're going to be one of those people. the one getting the deals from social, not bitching about it. So MassiveAgentDaily.com, and you can get started with that. Try it out for a month or two. But I think once you do, you'll realize, I should probably just do this. This is much easier than trying to think of something new to post every single day. We'll just tell you 7 days a week through the app what to post. And then you click a few buttons, post it, and you're good to go. Lastly, before we wrap it up, guys, thank you so much for listening. If you got value from the show, if you think that there's anything in it that any of your agent friends or any of your loan officer friends would find valuable, please share this. If every one of you guys would share this episode with one person, you'd be doing a huge benefit to myself and our team. This is a free show for you guys. I put a lot of time and effort into it. I've invested a lot of money into it as well over the years. And, all we ask is that you help us to grow and reach new people. So if you would, please share this episode, however you'd like, a screenshot of it, post it in your Instagram stories or tag us in a Facebook post or, recommend us in a Facebook group or something like that. However you want to do it, but help us grow. And that's all we ask. And, if you'd like to leave us a review on Apple, that helps us out tremendously. It could be just a rating where you give us 5 stars or type out a review, which does help us out a lot. And I love the feedback. I love to hear the feedback from you guys. You could do that quickly and easily by following this link, massiveagentpodcast.com/review, massiveagentpodcast.com/review takes you right to Apple. Leave us a review, helps us out. Love you forever. Thank you guys so much for listening. Go sell some homes. Go close some loans. Have an amazing New Year's. Have an amazing 2021. Fix your freaking mindset, because guys, 2021 is going to be amazing. This is where you catch up and just blow past everything you've ever wanted. Like, this year is the year to make it happen. My goal for this year is to help give you a hand to do that, but you've got to actually do the work. Get to it.